Hey, this is Amber Darst, Solutions Manager at Managed Outsource Solutions. Today, I'll be discussing three common dental problems. I will also provide a list of the ICD-10 codes that are associated with these conditions as an attached article to this podcast. So let's take a look at three very common dental conditions and what they're all about. First, we have gingivitis. This is a common form of gum disease. And gingivitis can cause swelling, redness, and irritation to the gingiva. This is the part of your gum around the base of your teeth. This gum condition is estimated to affect 3 out of 4 Americans during their lifetime. Poor oral hygiene is one of the most common causes of gingivitis. Having poor oral habits can cause plaque, which is a naturally occurring sticky film containing bacteria, to build up on the surface of the teeth, causing inflammation of the surrounding gum tissue. As plaque advances, it can develop into an infection, which then extends below the gum line. Generally, this gum disease occurs without any specific symptoms. In severe cases, symptoms like bright red or purple gums, tender gums, receding and soft gums, bad breath and bleeding from the gums when brushing or flossing may occur. If left untreated, this condition can progress to gum disease that then spreads to underlying tissue and bone, resulting in tooth loss. Regular and timely treatment can help reverse the symptoms of this gum condition and prevent it from progressing to a more serious gum disease and tooth loss. Treatment options for this condition include deep cleaning your teeth, antibiotic medications, and surgery. Next, we have periodontitis. Periodontitis is a gum infection that damages the soft tissue and destroys the bone that supports your teeth. Also known as gum disease or periodontal disease, this dental condition occurs due to poor brushing and flossing habits. This may result in inflammation of the gums and cause redness, swelling, and a tendency to bleed during brushing. As per reports from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about half of Americans aged 30 years and older have periodontitis. This gum disease may progress slowly without producing any specific symptoms, even in the later stages of the disease. Some top symptoms do include swollen gums, pus between the teeth and gums, bleeding gums, painful chewing, and a metallic taste in the mouth. If left unchecked or untreated, the inflammation can spread down below the gums and along the roots of the teeth, causing possible destruction of the periodontal ligament and the supporting alveolar bones. Untreated periodontitis will eventually result in loosening and potential loss of teeth. Maintaining good oral hygiene can help the teeth and gums stay healthy and prevent infection. Last, we have dental caries. This is also called tooth decay or cavities. Dental caries is a permanent destruction of tooth enamel, which is the hard outer layer of the teeth that develop into tiny openings or holes. The dental problem is caused by a specific sticky film of bacteria called plaque that forms on the teeth. If left untreated, the condition can get worse and affect the deeper layers of the teeth, causing toothache, infection, and even tooth loss. Inadequate brushing, tooth fracture or abscess, prevalence of mouth plaque, cavity formation, and frequent unhealthy snacking habits are the top causes of this condition. This condition can affect the teeth at any age, however, it is most common among children and young adults. Generally, the early stages of dental caries may not show any specific signs or symptoms. However, as the tooth decay worsens, certain symptoms such as toothache, tooth sensitivity, visible holes or pits in your teeth, pain while biting, and black, brown, or white staining on any surface of the tooth may occur. Treatment options include fluoride treatment, fillings, root canals and crowns, and tooth extractions. So practicing good, consistent oral hygiene is the best way to prevent dental disorders. Make a habit to brush your teeth twice daily with fluoride toothpaste and floss your teeth each day. Eat a healthy, balanced diet and go to regular professional dental cleanings as recommended by your dentist. Other prevention strategies include stopping smoking or chewing tobacco, not consuming alcohol, eating antioxidant-rich foods, and avoiding abrasive dental hygiene products such as tooth whiteners. Billing and coding for these dental issues can be complex. For accurate and timely billing and claim submission, dental practices can outsource their coding task to a reliable billing and coding company that provides the services of AAPC certified coding specialist. And that's all for now. Please refer to the attached article for that full list of ICD-10 codes associated with this podcast. Thanks for listening in.